The Selector have been performing and recording since the late 70s and helped to pioneer the genre. They broke up during the 80s, but before reuniting under the same name in 2011 to release a covers album, and just last year, a brand new album, Subculture. We're so lucky to have two original members, Pauline Black and Arthur Gaps Hendrickson from The Selector, join us this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi there, Mick. Hi.
Thanks so much for coming into 2SER today. I understand you've got a busy schedule.
Yes, we do have quite a busy schedule. I think we flew in yesterday. We flew into Perth. We did a gig there. And we flew up here to Sydney today and doing another one.
That's right. So. Well, welcome back to Australia and welcome to 2SER. I mentioned that it's great to have so many great musical styles here for Bluesfest, and in particular your style of two-tone. Now, how do you find that your style fits into big festivals like Bluesfest? You know, how does it fit into all the other bluesy and jazzy styles?
I think, you know, I mean, you're talking about 1979. In 1979, you had a lot of different genres around. You had punk, you had reggae. I mean, all of that was coming into the UK and was beginning to be heard worldwide. So it was kind of a hop, skip and a jump, really, to take the old form of ska music and mix it with rock and with punk and come up with something which is two-tone, which is what I think we would call it. We would call it two-tone music.
Yeah, that's right.
And like you say, it was a real mix of styles coming out of the late 70s. You describe it as a subculture, which is the name of your most recent album. Where does it fit into the current landscape of music in the world? Like, do you think it's still quite relevant, particularly the lyrics that you write?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we are a multicultural band. That was the nature of two-tone, was black and white people being together, making music and getting along and demonstrating to those people who seem to have difficulty trying to do that kind of thing that it can be done. Yeah. And you only have to look around the world at the moment and you can see that the need for that kind of music, that kind of band, and also for the kinds of things that we're talking about needs to be said. And I think, you know, all the best people are all mixed up, aren't they?
Oh, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
hybrids are good. Music hybrids are
good.
That's
right. And we're the best as a culture when not only we mix together and we all take a little bit from each other.
Yeah.
But particularly music can really just spread the love, you know, wherever it goes. And festivals like Bluesfest. So I'm heading up tomorrow. It's my first time I've been there. And I understand you've been there before, Pauline, but you must play a fair few festivals around the world. Do you find you just embraced, like everyone's just so lovely and friendly at these sort of festivals?
Yes. I mean, we about 2 years ago, probably longer than that, we played at the Coachella Festival.
Oh yeah,
in America, and that was really, really good for us, you know. And I think from there on, we thought, hey, you know, it looks like this music is here to stay, kind of thing. And we enjoy doing festivals all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, going around in summer and playing festivals around the world, I can't imagine anything more exciting.
Oh, it's really great. I mean, particularly in Europe and to come here and to be able to do a festival and have people actually know our music, yeah. I mean, that's a real honour.
Yeah, for sure. Now, as you were sort of saying before, the current state of the world is quite on a knife's edge at the moment, especially with the terrible terrorist bombs yesterday again. It seems that racism and fear are still rife in the world at the moment. Now, two-tone was born out of bringing cultures together. Do you think that music has the power to bring harmony to a fragmented world in some way?
I think it's always better if you actually celebrate the things that unite us, and that is basically humanity, isn't it? We're all human.
That's right.
Even, you know, and try not to get kind of embroiled in all the differences all the time. It's so negative, and I think the kind of shows that we do show a much more kind of positive attitude towards things.
Was that something that when you came into recording the album last year, were you trying to really sort of be positive for that album, or were you sort of wondering whether to address a lot of the issues around
well,
the world?
The thing is that two-tone has always addressed issues, haven't
That's
we?
Right, yeah. We, you know, things that matters to ordinary people like us.
Yeah.
You know, we all try to write songs about it, and hopefully people will see what we're about.
And ska and reggae was born out of struggle. Good music is normally born out of struggle of some kind or another, and also highlighting what those struggles are around the world. A lot of people just pick up the newspaper and just accept what they read, and a lot of it isn't true.
That's right. In this country as well, yes, it's very much the case. And I believe that sometimes times of struggle actually can breed some of the best music, like you say. It really spurns creativity, and it makes... and people want to speak out, and sometimes music is the best way to speak out. So yeah.
Well, we're both sort of children really that were born out of the 60s, I guess, you know. Yes. I mean, that was our formative years, when you had all the big movements like the civil rights movement in America and all those kind of things, and actually people in struggle fighting for their rights in that way. So it's quite natural, I suppose, for us to kind of carry that legacy on.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic that we get to witness that on stage as well, and as fans, be able to join in. Now, of course, earlier this year, we mourned the death of the Specials drummer, John Bradbury. Now, what did he mean to you guys? Were you friends of John?
Brad played with the Selector.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Brad was a great friend. I mean, I knew Brad before all this started, you know, all the two-tone stuff started.
Yeah.
And from, you know, as musicians in Coventry, we all knew each other, and it was a shock to us, wasn't it?
When it was a huge shock. Brad passed away.
You just couldn't believe it.
No, it's very sad, and when musicians pass away, I think sometimes it gives people a chance to reflect on where they came from and the music that, and I think it gives us all a chance to sort of embrace each other and enjoy the music that was created by the people that may have passed
away.
Yes,
indeed.
And the Specials, of course, like yourselves, you know, just legends of the scene. So yeah.
And also, you reflect on your own mortality.
That's true.
You know, I mean, it's a real privilege for Gaps and I, after all these years. I mean, we've been doing this for 36 years, and to still be out there, to still be doing shows, to still be putting the same kind of energy in as we all did to those shows, you do, it brings you up short, and you think we should really sort of enjoy this now, because let's face it, none of us know how long we have.
Well, that's it. Every time, every day, we should embrace it and enjoy ourselves, right?
That's right.
Look, the most recent album, Subculture, which I'm holding in my hands right now, it's a great throwback to you releasing something new, you know, and you're creating a whole new album from a genre that basically you defined. How has the sound changed over 35 years? Was there a different process into recording this album as to sort of previous stuff?
The process has always been the same, you know, that sort of Gaps, myself, and Neil Pizer-Skeet, who is on there, who was formerly in Spear of Destiny some years ago, but we've kind of known him since 2006 now, and he produces all of the albums that have been around since we got back together again. It's kind of important to us to have a song that you have the melody and you have the lyrics before you ever take it near a studio, as it were, and then build it up from there. And you know, the Selector, it's in the singular, but it's also an ever-evolving thing.
Yep.
And people come in and they go out and all those kind of things. And we have a fantastic guitarist at the moment who was in a band called Rachel Stamp and is actually playing a Scant Regard at a club in Sydney tomorrow night, which is our day off.
Yes,
so everyone's going to go down and support him kind of thing.
Where's he playing? What's that?
I don't know what the club's called. You can find it on Twitter.
Okay.
Scant Regard is his moniker anyway.
Okay, excellent. We'll look that
so,
up.
So do have a look. Mm-hmm. Do have a look. And at the moment we have Lee Horsley from Spiritualized on keyboards, and he's been with us for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of people all coming in and bringing new things, and it's really, really reflected, I feel, in this album. But there's always, you know, the old faithfuls, me and Gap, sort of up the front there and holding the whole thing together, and that's how we like to have it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight at the Factory Theatre. I'll be there. And I'm really looking forward to seeing your live show and the energy that you produce on stage. You know, after all these years, is it hard to get up there and keep that energy going, or are you just
no,
keep
it's
going?
It's natural.
You're fit.
Yeah,
you look like a fish.
Yeah.
Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a natural thing. As soon as you hear that music, it just something clicks and away we go.
Oh, and that's what everyone in the crowd will be doing as well, I'm sure. So fantastic. Thanks so much for coming into 2SER today.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Mick.
And looking forward to the gig tonight. And of course, at Blues Fest over the weekend, if you're going there, make sure you catch the Selector. I'm not quite sure which stages you're on, but there's so many stages.
Oh, we're around. I think we're sandwiched between the Wailers and somebody really, really, really who I intend seeing.
How about the lineup up at Blues Fest? It's pretty crazy,
isn't
it?
It's awesome, isn't it? Absolutely
very
awesome,
good.
Yeah.
I've been looking
really
through the list.
To it.
Yeah, just trying to work out who to see and scheduling it all. But we'll make sure you see the Selector. If not
see
tonight,
us.
Then see them over the weekend. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mick.
Pleasure.